Recruiting never sleeps.
Yes, sir. Let's bring him in, Brian Munson.
Is this kid going to end up in Lincoln to next year wondering if he's going to play?
And neither does Brian Munson.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com.
Nebraska's looking for those bigger guys that can put on the island, play some bump and run, get physical, and really knock those guys off the route.
Mr. Munson!
He's a guy that, to me, I felt like he could have played both sides of the football.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com.
He had to really work to get back on Nebraska's radar, and his persistence has really paid off.
Now here's a Husker recruiting update from Brian Munson on Game Time.
We're rocking and rolling already, man.
You got a lot to talk about with this guy. We got spring game, couple recruiting things. First of all, how are you, Mr. Munson?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Spring game in the books. Let's start there, and then we'll get to the some of the commits that have happened over the last week. I walked away. You know, you can take the spring game for what it is. Even though some of the stats weren't great for some of the backup quarterbacks, I left feeling really good about Nebraska's quarterback situation, even beyond just Adrian Martinez. I guess, what did you walk away for the game from? What was your prevailing takeaway?
Yeah, I'm with you on the quarterbacks. I felt like that position is, it's young, it's inexperienced, you know, overall. I mean, even, you know, just look at like what Adrian was able to do last year. I mean, that was a true freshman last year, you know, and I think he's taken, you know, a couple steps forward. I think the game's probably slowing down a little bit. He's probably getting used to some guys around him, but McCaffrey really flashed. I love some of the commentary that were about him where they said, you know, realistically, he's probably as fast as the fastest guy on the team, which I thought was kind of funny. I thought Bedrum looked really good.
So did I.
And I thought the walk on from Kearney Catholic looked exceptionally well. So I think that there's some talent there. There's some talent in the locker room. Obviously, they've got to feel very good about it. Running back still a little bit. You know, what's going to happen there? Who are going to be the guys? Who's going to step up? I thought they looked good. A couple guys that flashed at wide receiver. I thought the tight end was featured very well. Given us, of course, you had Christakis in the stands, the tight end / wide receiver from Arizona. So that stood out. Obviously, I thought the defensive line played pretty well, but the defense overall played pretty well. And I think there's some guys that are still taking some huge steps forward. Some guys there, I thought that in particularly the solo tacking by the defensive backs, that was something to me that really kind of stood out. Those guys are not playing around anymore. And I think Nebraska fans have got to really like the physicality and the state of mind. Those guys are coming to the field and playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder right now. They've been questioned a lot over the past, you know, couple, 3 years and their lack of physical play. They really came to play, I think, on Saturday.
So the running back spot's been something I've been focusing on a lot this week, just because with the unknown status of Maurice Washington for the fall, things get interesting there. I mean, I like Brody Belt and Bradley and Wyatt Mazur. I'm not sure any of those guys are going to really strike fear into the opponent's hearts. I think they're solid. But when you look at the three guys that'll get here in the summer and in the fall, and Mills, Ramir Johnson, and Ronald Tompkins, is it Mills that you feel like has the best shot to maybe get on the field right away, given what he did as a freshman at Georgia Tech? Or how do you size up those guys that are coming in?
Yeah, absolutely. I give the edge to the guy with the previous D1 experience,
yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Outside of that, I think obviously there's going to be some spots where Wandale is going to be lining up in the backfield. He's not a true running back, but he's going to be one of those guys like Maurice last year that's going to get a chance to carry the ball a couple times and do some different things, you know, out of the backfield. They're going to find ways to get him the football. Ramir Johnson's a guy that gets overlooked a little bit. Not going to lie to you. And his talent is exceptional. And I think he's another player that can come in, you know, and take some pressure off of him a little bit and do some different things, just like what they're doing with Wandale. There was, you know, that was a very interesting conversation when I got him on the phone doing his kind of, you know, getting to know story. Nebraska staff had told him that they kind of see him doing the same stuff that Wandale is. And I think that's good news. And like I said, it's another way to get a playmaker into the offense and try to find a way to kind of you know, take some pressure off other positions, maybe give the guy the ball a little bit differently. Miles Jones is a player still too that, you know, I think that he could fall into that kind of role there a little bit, where he's playing that duck and he's doing a little bit of running back and a little bit of slot. So I think they're going to have to do it with numbers, because there's unless you really got a guy in Dedrick Mills that comes in and he's really ready to go and can take the bull by the horns and be that guy. But otherwise, I think it's going to be by a committee.
Brian Munson is my guest, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com, talking some Husker football. All right, let's get into some of the recruiting aspects of what came out of last week. Couple of commits. I want to talk about Corcoran. Is that how you say it? Is that...
Corcoran.
Yeah, Corcoran. Nailed it. Okay, I always get so intimidated by some of these names. Four-star kid, offensive tackle. Boy, you look at his offer list. Pretty impressive. This seems like a pretty big pickup.
It's huge. Number one player in the state of Kansas for the year, for 2020. He has been on Nebraska's radar for an incredibly long time. And I think for a number of reasons this guy is important. Number one, he's a tremendous talent. This is a 6'6", 275-pound kid. And I say kid, you know, these guys are still pretty young. He can control the guy across the line of scrimmage from him. He's got a devastating way about going out there and getting his blocks. That's the first part, because his talent alone and his size, you know, alone just kind of scream, you know, oh, that guy's good. You know, this is the guy that a lot of people thought was OU bound. And for Nebraska to get this guy, it says a lot about what the staff is doing. But it also says that the staff is not letting go of the 500-mile radius. This is that important piece, I think, that Nebraska needed to have happen to get control back in a lot of different places. And I think Corcoran can be that kind of guy that can – indicate to people that Nebraska is having a presence again in that area.
Sure.
And of course that they should be taking a look at it a little bit. But Corcoran's words to me, if you haven't read the article from Saturday, I had to clean it up a little bit. He was, let's say, emotional. Some of the language was
right,
getting to him a little bit. But he is 100%, you know, in the boat, talked about how he was born to do this. He was born to be a Husker. Great article. Get over there and read it. It's a lot of good stuff. And Nate's why he's important to the class is incredible too.
What about Jakeem Green, another guy that committed earlier this week? Another big dude.
Yeah, and Green is not really a 2020 guy. So when you go to the commitment list and you start looking around for him, you're not going to see him. You got to flip back a screen and look at the 2019 guys, and you'll see him kind of there quietly tucked away as a four-star defensive lineman commitment for Nebraska. So this guy was kind of hanging out there, you know, a little bit. I think he was a South Carolina guy, if I remember right, initially. Never signed.
Okay.
Now I think he'll be able to get up to Nebraska basically as soon as he graduates, right? He should be able to get up there, you know, right at the start of June. He should be up in Lincoln. But to your point, big kid, 6'4", gotta love his frame. But when you put on his film, man, this guy covers a lot of ground quick. And he is quick. When I'm not a big fan of interior defensive linemen doing the spin, but he can spin and lose a guy just as quickly as he's kind of getting around a guy trying to box him out, like going for a rebound. He has got some hips, and he is an athlete. So he's a difference maker. He's a difference maker to me that I think, you know, you start putting him in the lineup and telling him how you're going to use him. That's a guy that's also played 4-3, 3-4. He's got that ability to kind of flip back and forth, but he's shown that he's comfortable doing either one. It's a huge, huge pickup for Nebraska. I don't think people really respect it enough yet, because he's kind of that add-on to the 2019 class that everybody's kind of already said, it's already in the boat.
Brian Munson's my guest. So get you out here on this one. So obviously now, you know, it's funny how the coaches just don't get really any time to kind of like catch their breath, because you got the spring, you got the evaluation period right now. And so you got a bunch of coaches on the road. I mean, what has kind of stood out to you as the coaches have kind of, you know, dispersed their way into the country to get on the road to evaluate?
New offers. They seem to be kind of fanning out. You know, they're a lot in the Great Lakes area. A couple new offers out there in Illinois, but you know, we're not talking a lot about 2020 guys. We're talking about 2021 and 2022. If you can believe it. And if I didn't feel old before, I feel old now. So now you got 2022 guys that are picking up offers. These guys are, you know, currently going to be, you know, they're freshmen going into their sophomore years. You know, they're down here in Texas also, obviously, as well. They're out really more in Texarkana. But they're out everywhere, Kansas, Colorado, hitting the JUCO ranks, South Dakota, up there seeing Nash Hutmacher, which I think a lot of fans are really very excited about. So, like I said, just out there fanning around, trying to get out there. A lot of new offers out the door. I'm sure we'll be catching up with these guys really, really
quick.
But again, not 2020 guys, 2021, 2022.
Never too early to start recruiting way out in advance. I love it. Brian Munson, Ravens.com, HuskerOnline.com, joins us every Thursday at this time. Great stuff, Brian, man. We'll catch up next week.
Later, brother.
You got it. Brian Munson, covered Husker recruiting since 1999. He's got a wealth of knowledge to be able to harken back to. So two big commits, both four-star guys, both big guys. Good to see Nebraska doing their thing on the recruiting trail. All right, coming up next, well, ESPN's college football predictor sees something I don't quite see. Game time.